I am. Hi everyone, this is Hannah from the editing booth, aka my bedroom. Anyways, I just wanted to say before we start this episode that we are doing a lot of talking about Molly Rutter, okay? And Sophia and I were not privy to some of her previous scandals before we kind of sung her praises, all right? So, you know what? Take everything we say with a grain of salt and try not to get too mad if you can, please. Anyways, we love you guys. Sorry we're like not the most informed people in the world, but we are just two people in my Brooklyn apartment chatting. All right? Love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
Okay.
Hey guys.
Hi guys.
What's up?
Hi
you guys.
Welcome back to the podcast. the Vanderpump Rules Rewatch podcast. I'm the Devil Pod.
It's the podcast. It's the bonus episode. What's up, freaks?
And guess what? It's also going to be on
the main feed. Put this on the main feed too. We're taking a break. Well, 1 week break.
Yeah.
Kind of. Not really even, but that's just the way the cookie crumbled.
Sophia going on vacation.
Yeah, guys, sorry. Woo-hoo. I have to get out of the city. It's making me feel like I want to kill myself, so.
Yeah, I get it.
Here we are.
I'm feeling a heavy weight in my body right now. Being dragged down to the bottom of the ocean. I'm swimming up. It's hard.
It's literally hard.
Yeah, it's really.
It was so nice to go out of town, and yeah, when I got back, it made it worse.
Yes, it literally did. I have faced obstacles unlike any other in the past 2 days.
I know.
And there
feels like a lifetime ago that we are gone as well, doesn't it not?
A prison of my own mind.
Me too. I'm actually in such a bad mood lately, as I was telling you.
Yeah, me
too. The testosterone is making me so irritable, like so sensitive to the heat, and I actually walk around being like, I'm going to kill someone. Someone like accidentally touched me on the train yesterday, and I was like, I'm going to hurt you.
I've been having similar experiences. The other day, I was having visions of a man being a pervert to me at work, and I get to kind of knee him in the balls and punch him in the face.
I mean, it is like how they say, like, statistically, when it's hot outside, violent crime goes up.
Murder.
Literally.
Murder.
Because it puts you in a terrible state of mind.
Yeah, it's driving me to my limits. Pushing me to my limits.
I'm being pushed to my limit.
Me limit. Oh no, me limit's approaching.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So we went out of town.
Yeah, we did. We went on vacation.
It was literally lovely.
Oh, it was stunning.
It's actually sad to even think about now.
I can't even think back on that time. It was a different time. I'll be able to revisit those memories in a couple of years once I've processed.
Once the dust has settled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice to be outside and go swimming and stuff like that.
Oh my God, it was so nice. And I was scared I was going to get MRSA in my belly button hole.
No, not even a little bit.
All been told. Yeah, not even a touch of MRSA.
Not even a fucking kiss of MRSA.
Not even a lick of MRSA.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank gosh, literally.
I guess I can tell you guys, since this is also going to be on the main feed, just like subscribe to the Patreon. I'm going to be uploading our video version of the podcast to YouTube.
Yay!
But it will be on a 3 week delay.
Yeah.
To incentivize you guys to pay for that shit as well. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
So those are the rules.
Those are the rules
and
you have to follow.
What else? Is there anything personal going on with you?
I'm kind of like, yesterday had a really bad day at work at the end. They took one of my privileges away from me for no goddamn reason. And yeah, we're recording at 9 a.m. right now because I have to go into work at noon. It's like, fuck my life.
It is like, fuck my life.
Fuck my life. I'm working like, I think like 14 days total with one day off or maybe 12. Yeah. And did I ask for that? No, I didn't ask for that.
It should be illegal when they do that to you.
It's not right and it's not fair. It's pushing me to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm going to choose to be bad at my job.
Yeah, of course.
If you're going to punish me socially and with the schedule, then I will.
Well, you can't
engage
be
in what's it called? The incompetence.
Oh,
I will engage in weaponized incompetence.
It's a form of peaceful protest at this point because
I agree.
Literally, like, you can't schedule someone 14 days and expect them to be good at their job the whole time.
Exactly that. I'm so mad. It's like I can't. There's nothing I can even say about it except that I'm experiencing anger and I'm going to try and tap into that and turn it into something creative. a la Audre Lorde.
Yeah. I'm going to write some amazing poetry.
Maybe I will.
And y'all don't even understand what's coming for you.
I do have something to say, which is that my magazine is having a party at the end of August, and I will be following up about that sort of a couple more times.
Hell yeah.
But here's something to say about the party. I will be doing a reading.
Yay!
Of my very own poetry, probably.
That's awesome.
I need to write some poems quick.
Okay, I can't wait to come. So, what day is it?
It is going to be on August 23rd at the Living Gallery.
I'll be here. Yes. Yes.
Y'all love the Living Gallery. Yes. It's in Bushwick.
You guys love that place.
Weehoo. You guys are obsessed with that place. Wahoo.
You go there every weekend.
It's like the catch of Bushwick. Catch LA.
It's like the Soho House of Bushwick.
Exactly. It's like, what is that fucked up club where I did that thing in the bathroom? What is it called? One Oak.
It's like the One Oak
of Bushwick. It's like the One Oak of Bushwick. The Living Gallery. Get on it.
I had some things I wanted to talk about.
Tell me.
Mostly, I've been watching Molly Rutter's videos again because she's back with her dating content.
I'm so happy that she's back. Our queen. Have you been watching? I watch when they come up, but I did follow her.
Oh no, I followed her from our account,
and I followed her from my personal as well.
Okay. Well, we're following her on our account. I love that bitch. She's doing gay dating.
I know. I love that bitch. I saw her video where she was getting ready for her gay date. But I didn't see how the date turned out.
She said it went really well. Oh my God. She said it went really well. She makes me joyful. She makes me laugh so hard. She is so fucking weird. Molly Rutter, for those of you who don't know, but I pray to God y'all know who this girl is. She is like a freak ass bitch on TikTok.
She's weird.
Just someone who shares her life in a way that is inappropriate online, obviously. Yeah, 100%. I love.
She had to leave TikTok because she was overdoing it. She came back. She picked up right where she left off.
She did a little bit too much. She said she's like, I'm going to start focusing on racism or something.
Right. Well, because she went on a date with someone foreign. I'm not sure.
She lived in Turkey for 3 years.
I didn't even know that about her.
And so she dated like a man in Turkey, and she like will say like, I just think like the person I'm gonna end up with like won't be from here.
Right. Yes, right. That's how she feels. But then she went on a date with somebody not from here.
Yeah.
And she was being like, she was talking a lot about their cultural differences and how it just like wasn't meshing with her, and I think people got a little upset.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. There's the date where like the guy she like let someone use her phone, and the guy, it could have happened twice, but the one I was watching recently, because then the other day I woke up, so she made a new account, but the other day I woke up and I went to her old account and sorted by popular and watched a bunch of her videos.
She left them all up.
Yeah,
go
that,
girl,
that thing is still up.
She's brave.
She is nothing if not brave. And this guy she went on a date with, who was like not from the US, I don't know where he was from, but at one point she let someone borrow her phone to like call their phone or something, and he was like, you should not do that, like they could steal it. And she was like, that just rubbed me the wrong way. And the comments were like, I think that was probably cultural, because like people just like pickpocket more in places that aren't the US.
Yes.
But then she also was like, I'm gonna start using my platform to like focus on like talking about racism and like black women or something.
Right.
And everyone was like, wait,
and
what?
Actually what she did instead was just log off.
Yeah. Well, then I think people got so mad at her because they were like, that seems extremely disingenuous. Like, you're just trying to profit off of talking about racism. And then she did log off for a while. She also like quit her job as like a public school teacher to focus on social media. And now I don't know like how she makes all of her money, but I do know that she is giving driving tours in Buffalo. She hosts those tours where they like drive around on a bus and like drink and stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, let's take a trip to Buffalo.
I literally was looking. I was like, what if I moved to Buffalo?
Don't, Sophia, do not move to Buffalo.
Guys.
But the picture she paints of Buffalo is extremely idyllic.
Well, people got mad at her again recently.
She can't do a damn thing.
Because she was like, she was like complaining about like community in Buffalo, and everyone was like, there is community in Buffalo.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know. Guys, I don't know about that. She probably wasn't being fully truthful, but I do think she was mostly saying like stuff about like public transportation and stuff like that.
To
like
me,
stuff.
In my understanding of her and my perception, she is being entirely truthful to her reality.
She is.
She is not telling 100%. A single lie about the way that she feels.
No, I agree.
And the way she sees the world.
Anyway, sorry. All of that to say, she started going on dates with women.
Yeah.
She would go on dates with like men, obviously, mm-hmm. and talk about them so much. People also got mad at her because she's like 34 and would like go on a bunch of dates with like 23-year-old guys.
It's her preference.
And they'd be like, girl, like, I think this is why it's not working out. out.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, actually, the ones I date that are my age are just as bad.
It's she like, was like, okay. And she she just enough. Was like talking in depth about she personal
about
details
them
of them.
So much.
Posting, I feel like, screenshots of their texts and like, no, being literally, like, he would say
literally
this and then I would say this.
Screenshots of their texts.
You can't. Mm. You can't.
And like, she'll say, like, she'll give a big update before the date, tell you all about the person. She's also the type of gal who's like, I'm gonna call before the date to make sure the vibe is right. I'm gonna call you and see what's going on. It's like to get a vibe check. She's been, sorry, she makes me laugh. She's been being so much like, I keep getting ghosted. They
I know.
Keep ghosting me. And it's like, well, I'm sorry, girl. I'm almost 100% sure it's because they see your social media.
Yes, 100%. I'm sure
why
that
else
as well.
Would you keep getting ghosted and right like, before the first date?
Girl, you are coming in hot with it as well. You are more power to you. You are not hiding
respect.
Even an inch of yourself.
No. And she says that if a guy messages her on a dating app like, hey, what's up? She just blocks him immediately.
Why?
She thinks it's not an interesting enough way to start the conversation.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, for sure.
But then
hi, how
she'll
are
like
you? Block.
She'll be like, she'll be like, I don't think I'm revealing any personal information of these people, and like literally tell you like where they live and what their job is.
Yes.
And it's like, girl,
like, where
they live
they go to
in
school.
Buffalo. It's a small town. It's so crazy. I'm like, you are I personally can't figure out who you are, but like if you live in Buffalo and know that person, like you 100% would know who she's talking about.
I know. And I saw her being like, I think that people feel like I'm really revealing a lot about them because they see the video and I'm yes. saying personal details, so they know that it is them. But if you didn't, if you weren't to know them, and if you weren't them, then you wouldn't know who I was talking about. No.
Yeah.
Okay, you're pushing it though.
Yeah, it is like, no, exactly. But anyone who knows them would yeah. know who it is. And
she's
they
like,
know. And you're talking about them a lot.
A lot.
Like, even also, it's like, even if it isn't personal details, someone literally like blabbing their fucking mouth, being like, and I said this, and they said this. And I'd be like, that's crazy.
That's crazy. She's
it's
also
literally
doing,
crazy.
She's doing a video before the date. She's often
yes,
doing a video during
the
date. She goes to the bathroom, yeah. or they go
or
to the bathroom.
Or they go and get a drink, and she's like, it's going well.
She doesn't after.
She's so funny.
She hasn't learned a thing. And no. the video I saw of her like her stepping back into the social media was her being like, I haven't gone on a date in 6 months. So how's that for decentering
yes.
that in my life? And it's like, what? Well, let's see what you're doing it right now.
I know. It's so funny. Like the whole thing about decentering men, which I obviously like don't even like understand. That is so like outside of like kind of our.
Well, it's not something
we
that
need to do.
You nor I need to exactly. necessarily do. But a lot of people do need to engage in behavior
I agree,
like that.
But it is just funny because like what they do, like her, well now she's like dating women I guess as well, which is kind of like, well you're still centering dating, like it's not like, you know what I mean, it's not like, like I guess it's better, but it's still centering dating. And then like, but all I'm trying to say is that it's just like people literally will be like, I'm decentering men, which just means they take a break from dating for 6 months and then go back to dating the
I
exact
know.
Same way as they were before, like, where it's like,
as if you weren't sitting there for the whole 6 months tapping your toe, being
like,
do I get to go on a date with
my break is over. It's like, isn't the point that you would like change your relationship to dating
yes.
and men like completely, but
no.
It's just not in the cards for her.
It's not in the cards for her. It's fine. I don't know. Do you think she's going to end up with a woman?
Literally, yeah. And
I
it's going
so
to
too.
Be actually psychotic.
It's
like,
going to be toxic. It is going to be
she
radioactive.
She is primed to be like U-Haul with a bitch.
Yeah,
sorry.
Literally.
It's just the truth. Like, she,
oh my God.
I don't know. In some ways, I'm like, it's perfect for you to do lesbian dating. And in other ways, I'm like, that is going to be just like a horror show beyond comprehension.
Well, I feel like she's the kind of woman to be like, I'm taking a break from men. I'm going to try girls. It's easier. I just like can't with men. And then get her heart ripped out of her
yes.
fucking chest
yes.
and be like, fuck, what the fuck?
It's going to ruin her life.
Yeah.
She's going to have to do a like 7 month decentering women. She tries dating a non-binary person afterwards.
I wish she would. I wish the fuck she would. I wish that she would. This
she
is my
said
dream.
She messages with non-binary people.
Wow, this is my dream scenario. She comes to New York City on a work trip or
yep.
something. I don't
she
know.
She would love you.
She slides into your DMs.
She wouldn't. She would love you more than me.
She might love me, but what if she loved you? That would make me laugh
that
more.
That would be crazy. Can't shake her.
She just won't leave you
she
alone.
She is so strange. Wait, also I was laughing because you were like, what did you say about how she does her makeup?
She does like a full You were 2016 smoky eye.
She does her crazy makeup, and then I took a screenshot. I don't think I sent it to you.
She does a extremely warm toned and tanned look, which is
she does do extremely warm and
people
tanned
have
look.
Been telling her in the comments, girl, try something cool tone, try something neutral, and she just won't take the bait. She doesn't want to try it. Yeah.
Wait. You do your makeup so interestingly. me trying to be nice on my burner.
She honestly is good at makeup. She's
is good at
doing it.
It
like she is picking
it's
a style.
It's really orange.
Pick. It's super orange. Yeah. It's super orange.
She is like pretty.
She is pretty. She has a beautiful face.
She has a beautiful face.
I'm wishing she would try something else with her hair. That's the way she likes it. And that's the way
bangs.
She does it. Yeah.
Yeah.
She loves her bang.
What would you say tell her to do with her hair?
I'm not saying it looks bad. It's just not to my taste. I would say maybe she could try a less intense, like, blowout on the bang.
Yes.
Like, maybe a softer
bang. She loves
bang,
to blow those bangs out.
But she blows them out big, so they're like, whoa.
Yes.
And then I would also suggest perhaps she's always blowing out her whole head of hair and then putting it into a ponytail and then putting a massive scrunchie around that ponytail. And it's like, what is the damn point of the blowout? So maybe I would say try leaving it down.
Yes.
Try leaving it down. Yes. Or if you're going to put it up, you don't need to blow out the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion.
I watched a video. I was watching so much of her videos the other day, like for like 2 hours. And it was her like curling her hair and then putting it up in space buns. And the person was like, wait, what was the point of you curling your
hair? That's what I'm saying.
And she's like, texture.
It's for texture.
She said texture and volume.
Yeah.
Sorry. I love her. People are so fucking mean to her. Like,
I know.
And a lot of it, I think, is just fat phobia, honestly.
For sure.
If she was like a size zero woman, I'm sure people would still be hating on her.
Yeah.
In some ways. But they would not be so like, people are so mean to her. And she's just like, I don't know.
She's just a woman.
Maybe
in Buffalo.
She shouldn't have said, I'm going to start making content about racism and stuff like that. But she overall, it's like, it's a thing where it's like, it's not a crime to be annoying.
Yeah, that's the truth of it. I've said it before. We'll say it again. And we're about to talk about Sheena. It's not a crime to be annoying.
In fact, sometimes for me, it can be highly enjoyable.
I would love for her to keep being annoying forever.
I know. I'm actually so happy that she's making dating content again. When it comes up, I rejoice on my phone.
Me too. And I'm going to say a tip for you, Molly Rutter, really quick. You don't need to fully curl your head of hair to get texture and volume. If you're going to put it in space buns, just try dry shampoo.
Yes. Yes. Or do space buns, the pieces you leave out, curl those. It did look cute, though. Like, she's good at doing, well, they look crazy sometimes, but whatever.
But it's how she like it. But you're right. It is fat phobia. She was going on a date. She's going on her woman date, and she was wearing a t-shirt, and everybody was like, take off the big t-shirt, girl.
I know.
And I was like, why? It's what she wants to wear.
And it's like, she lives in Buffalo. Like, it's not like she lives in a place. People definitely just dress casual AF.
That's
there.
That's what I'm saying. She's wearing a skirt and she's wearing a t-shirt.
Or there'll be comments that are like, you've been wearing that shirt for 4 days. It's like, trust that girl has in-unit wall. Like, she's not dirty.
She's doing her laundry. She is not dirty.
Fine.
She's way cleaner than I am, I'm sure of it.
100%. But yeah, people just like love to hate her. I don't love to hate her. I just find her incredibly fascinating and she makes me laugh so hard.
I love to love her.
I literally love to love her.
I love is love her.
Yeah. And people also got sorry. People got mad at her saying she was catfishing.
For what?
Like, someone literally like posted screenshots of her hinge being like, this doesn't look anything like her or whatever. It's just because she had photos from like, sure, like a couple years ago when I think she was like a little bit like smaller, but it's like she also had photos of like current day. You know what I mean? It's kind of like,
it's also like, wait, Google her. There's like a million bajillion
that,
pictures of
literally
her.
And it did not seem like incredibly misleading. It's like one old photo, but she also had current photos, so it's like you can kind of surmise.
Yeah. And as someone who got recently catfished,
like,
that's not catfishing.
It's not. But that's something people were really mean about. And then that's also, I think, part of why she took her break and said she's scared to be on the dating apps because she feels like she's been violated on there.
Oh, yeah, but not so scared that she won't do
it. She's back. She took a break and she's back. She's
facing her fear.
I'm back. Oh, I would love to meet her. Anyway.
I would love to meet her.
Been thinking a lot about her.
She'd be super kind in real life. She seems
really
kind on the internet.
For sure. She does not seem mean at all.
Oh my God.
What else?
And people were originally mad at her. Her mother wound of trauma was that people were pissed off that she was like walking 45 minutes to her dates with her dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, why are you mad about that?
Well, it's because it's so stupid, but it would be funny where she'd be like, yep, yeah, I'm going to do a 45 minute walk there. I am running 30 minutes late. Oh,
she's just,
and they'd be like, girl, leave the dogs at home. And she was like, no. But it is like,
wait, leave the dogs at home, but I'm going on a date.
Literally. I don't know. It's like, that is so funny. But once again, it's like, we've all gone to dates where the person is like, sorry, I'm running late.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal for the person to be like, 20 minutes late.
Also,
you just go
it's
late.
Like, why can't we just have a little grace for a crazy woman?
I know, literally. Come Once on. Again, just let her live live out loud. It's all she's trying to do.
And it's you're going to stick up for the weird guy she met on Tinder. Okay, he can wait a little.
All Molly Rutter is doing is living her life out loud. We need to celebrate that.
Out loud.
Love her.
Loud and proud. Bicon.
Literally Bicon. I'd love her on the pod.
Oh my God, imagine.
Can we talk about Sheena?
Okay, let's talk about Sheena Shea. So we're going to talk about Sheena and Brock. Sheena has come out with a new book. Well, she's about to come out with it. Basically, she has a couple big revelations in this book, mainly that Brock, her freako husband, cheated on her when she was pregnant with their daughter Summer Moon. Yeah, he had an affair.
He did have an affair with a woman he met at the gym.
Yeah, and now she feels triggered by the gym, by F45 gym. She cannot even stand the sight of it or hear the name of it.
Literally, sorry, so funny for it to be like they will refer to her as like the woman from the gym.
The woman from the gym. Here's the thing, I know a bunch of married men who have had affairs with women they've met at the gym.
That happens all the time.
I literally know them personally, it's and I won't go into details about it because I don't want to expose any big things.
Of course not.
I don't want to blow these people's lives up.
Can't do that.
But yeah, I know a bunch of married men and I know that they've been cheating on their wives with women at the gym.
A bunch of married guys. Not to fucking brag. One of the things I was interested in is like, was curious as to whether or not she knew about the affair by the time they were filming the confessionals for that season of EPR. Because you know how her whole narrative that season, and she talks about it in the book, was being like, if Tom could do this, could Brock do this? And the whole time it's like, yeah, bitch, Brock could do that.
Brock could do it. Brock has done a lot of stuff. Brock has done many, many
Brock
bad things.
Brock has done way worse things than cheating on someone, so he could definitely cheat on you.
Yeah. I think that she said that she found out after season...
After filming
10 wrapped. Had wrapped and before season 11 picked up. Because season 10 was Scandoval, season 11 was picking up the pieces of Scandoval.
And building a mosaic.
Yeah, building a beautiful mosaic.
But
friendship.
That's just something I was curious about. If, like, in the confessionals, when she would keep saying, like, could Brock do this, she knew that he had done it. But I guess probably not.
I don't think she knew.
Well, it's terrible when her OCD intrusive thoughts are proven to be correct.
I know. I feel really sad for her. She actually has led a much harder life than I realized. And
that death stuff?
Yeah. And I'm feeling bad because there was at one point during the recording of this podcast where we were sort of talking shit about Sheena, you know, and how she's annoying.
There was one point.
There was one instance where we were saying negative things about our girl, Sheena Marie Shea. And I was like, what even trauma has she gone through? She's lived a great life. Shouldn't have spoken that because assuming makes an ass out of you and me. She's had a really hard life.
I mean, to be honest, I do think that most of the people, women at least from VPR, have lived really, really hard lives.
Duh, that is why they act so
that's why they act that
bananas.
Way. Yeah, so.
But somebody sent us on Instagram like a different excerpt from her book where it's like, I do not know where you found that because I've been Googling.
And it was literally 19 slides long.
And it was so long. But basically it was like death after death after death after death in her family.
It was like all of her grandparents died within like a year of each other basically. And then her uncle got murdered
murdered.
A cold case. And then like her best friend died.
Yes. It's so sad.
Yeah, which is a lot, obviously a lot to deal with. It's a lot to deal with no matter what.
When did she meet Mike Shea? After that.
I think that she and Mike went to high school together or something.
Okay. I think
they knew each other from growing up and then they got together.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
All of that death stuff happened and she was like, okay, that's it. I can't fucking take it. I'm moving to Hollywood to be a pop star.
Literally.
She did that.
Wait, also she said that she's coming out with a new song called Miss M-I-S-S space Understood.
Misunderstood.
Which I looked up and hasn't come out yet. Because she was like, my new song Misunderstood. And I was like, well, I have to listen to that while
I read
this.
My new song Misunderstood, where I list everything that people have called me, homewrecker, flip-flopper, disloyal.
Her saying flip-flopper in a song is going to be so funny to me.
That's going to blow the roof off this joint. She said, so many things are hurtful because they're not true. I'm extremely loyal. I am a girl's girl.
I need to build a machine that I can hold up to the heads of all these women on reality TV. Like a machine that has like a giant like antenna thing. And it sucks the word girl's girl out of their vocabulary.
Where were they using girl's girl over and over and over and over again recently? Oh, Love Island. That's enough of that phrase.
It's just meaningless.
That turn of phrase has lost all meaning.
It's completely meaningless. It means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing. Because you're actually a nobody's girl. You're not a guy's girl and you're not a girl's girl. You're a Sheena girl.
Yes. And it's just whatever. It's just so stupid. It's so stupid.
She said that she wasn't a girl's girl on VPR because she would never be friends with those girls.
Yes, she was like, she basically was like, well, I am a girl's girl. It's just that the people on that show are not girls that I want to be a girl's girl to. And it's like, okay.
And it's oh, it's just like, that's not what being a, it's not about individual women. It's so crazy.
I know, but that's also a problem with how they use it, which is that that's it's what like, I mean. Yeah, you can't, yes, of course, being, it means nothing, but of course we're not telling you to support terrible women.
No, I'm not asking you to do that. It's, I don't know. I can't even, it's no, just we so can't stupid.
It's literally meaningless. So to talk about it is like so stupid. So I first noted her saying, as I sat there, he told her, well, okay. So basically, sorry, Brock told her about the affair because he was afraid that it would get outed because of everything that happened around Scandoval.
Yeah, wait, are you looking at the Glamour one?
Yeah.
Okay, so the excerpt.
But this is interesting. They've talked about this on Celebrity Memoir Book Club before. The fact that like Scandaval has affected the way that men will act on Bravo in a kind of massive way, because yes, they think that like they're going to like quote unquote lose it all any day.
Yeah,
which is funny. And he did fall victim to that, so he confessed to her, and she, so basically they say like there's been like blind items about like him cheating, that like people said he cheated with Raquel, but she's like that didn't happen.
Yeah, that was a plot point on the show where people were saying that he could have cheated with Raquel as well, and then she like screamed at Tom Sandoval and she was like, you're making me question, could even my own husband do this with her?
It's like, well, he could.
He's
not a trustworthy individual. He's a deeply untrustworthy individual.
Yeah.
And then there was like blind items about him and another woman or something, which allegedly neither of those are true. One day he like, they're watching TV and he like paused the television and was like,
she was
I have to tell you something.
No, that's British. She was about to turn on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. She had finally come to peace.
Oh my God. Sorry, being on a Bravo show and watching, like, it's so funny to me.
It really made me laugh. It's like, she was like, this is my time to unwind. And it's like watching your peers scream at each other. Like,
come on.
She had been like really amped up since Scandaval happened.
Yes.
Things had been, but she had finally calmed
down.
Well,
it exacerbated her OCD.
Yes. And her pregnancy exacerbated her. And then Scandaval also did.
Sorry.
She is mentally fragile.
She is mentally fragile, and I'm sorry to laugh at her.
She kept it pretty mentally strong through a lot of Vanderpump Rules. I'll say that.
Yes, she did. And then she broke big time.
And then she broke.
Yeah. She broke in into a billion pieces.
She shattered.
But she says he admitted this to her. As I sat there feeling completely sick to my stomach, he admitted that at the time he was scared about being a father again. He literally is not allowed to see his kids because he did a domestic abuse. And he's scared?
And he didn't pay child support. Actually, I don't know. He might be allowed to see them now, but they have no interest in seeing him.
Yeah. Anyway.
Obviously. Duh.
Specifically about whether he even deserved to be, and you don't. And he chose to deal with it by sleeping with someone else. This is the part that made me laugh. I use the word chose because it was very much a conscious decision. No one twisted his arm or dragged him into bed. Yeah, girl, we know.
Yeah, we know. We know it wasn't something like insidious like that. He had an affair.
Oh, he had an affair.
He had a full-blown affair. It wasn't like a one-off cheating episode. He literally had an affair.
He had an affair
a la Scandaval.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, but not a la Scandaval because she wasn't friends with the woman.
Right, of course.
But she was pregnant,
so that does make it, in my opinion, just as bad, if not worse.
That is bad. I mean, men cheat all the time when their partners are pregnant.
I know.
When he told her,
she threw a Rubik's Cube at him and she hit him. And she's really just like not beating the hitting allegations.
She said.
Because she hit Raquel too. And then she's like, I didn't do that. Yes, you did.
I can't even make a fist.
I can't even. You can make a slap. You can slap as well.
Also, you can punch someone like this. One, you can make a fist. Two, you can still punch someone like with your fingers not curled underneath themselves.
Yes, and you obviously didn't hit her that hard. Yeah, so you did this because she didn't have any kind of bruise or anything, but you hit her.
You definitely hit her.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm not mad.
So yeah, then unable to contain my rage, I slapped him and threw a Rubik's Cube in his direction, which he dodged to the... Like Jack's talking about Britney.
Yes.
But she dodged it.
She dodged the table.
To this day, every time I see a Rubik's Cube, it triggers me, pulling me right back to this incredibly dark moment in my life. Same goes for any mention of a F-45 chip, something I've never heard of.
Never heard of that. Might be a San Diego thing. It's funny to get triggered by a little object like a Rubik's Cube. I'm sorry.
And it's the object that you threw at your man. It's not like he threw it. It's like you did that.
You did that.
But I understand.
And it triggers her.
I understand.
It triggers her.
It does suck so bad, obviously.
It sucks because also like the next paragraph, he's like, this is he cheated with a woman that he'd known for a really long time, which is like, yeah, that would be devastating to me, of course.
Yeah.
Because then my mind would be running through like, okay, so he's been wanting to have sex with her forever. He's been in love with her for her whole life.
Yes,
for their
course.
Whole lives. But
she says that she was confused because she's always had his location. Could have checked at any time. How had I not got them? But he also had a second phone for work, which I did know about but did not monitor. Turned out that was their sole form of communication. Nice, right? Come on. Like,
oh my God.
It's such a bad sign to me if you have to like monitor your man's phone.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But she had OCD. She was just keeping an eye on things. But it's
but he's literally like he's not a good guy. It's not just in her head. It's like,
no, yeah. I know. But I'm sure that before the affair broke, she was like, it is just in my head, but I'm just going to check anyways.
Yeah, of course.
And she found nothing. She felt so at peace. Jokes on him. He had one phone for his wife and one phone for cheating and also work. For running his gym. What does he do?
I don't know. His fitness program?
Why did he need a separate phone for that? Also, he has like literally no business.
It is my phone for my fitness program and for my side chick. So.
It's for nutritional stuff. I want to read this whole paragraph.
Please do. Yeah, of course.
Laugh so much, made me scream.
Okay, this is a part that I also have.
Phone. He had a second phone for work. Nice, right? Okay. That same night, I can't even get through it. It's so funny. That same night, Brock gave me a letter that he'd written a year after the affair ended.
Yep.
Why then? I wondered. Apparently, he had compartmentalized his indiscretion. Convenient, I know. I'm loving that this book has so many little interjections of her being like, nice, right?
Also, convenient, it's like, I know. Compartmentalizing doesn't mean that you, like, forgot it happened. It's like, I know. What do you mean? She's acting like he just, like, came to and was like, no. It's
God.
He knew about it. He just wasn't, like, thinking about
it. Well, he says something about that later. He did come to and remember it happened.
You're right.
Okay. He's about to say it. He had compartmentalized his indiscretion. Convenient, I know. But while we were out at a local festival in San Diego one night, he ran into some old friends who reminded him of that time in his life, and everything that he'd done came rushing back. He'd realized that he was throwing his second chance at a family away by stepping out and swore himself that he would never betray again. That night after the festival, he wrote the letter, which included more specifics than I ever wanted, such as how many times they'd slept together, where they'd done it, and where they hadn't. In parentheses, our house. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
For those details. Thank you so much. He pointed out that it was purely physical, never emotional, and he always used protection. Gee, thanks. He definitely wasn't so...
This part is crazy. Sorry.
Your idiot husband.
I know.
He definitely wasn't sober when he put pen to paper, so the spelling errors were rampant. I can't explain why, but that really irritated me. Maybe because it felt like another sign of his carelessness.
Okay.
Me cheat.
Literally.
Me cheat like... on you 100 times. Not in house, at gym.
It's like a bullet point list. Me use condom.
Me use condom.
But it is like, okay, wait. So he actually should be able to spell correctly even when he's drunk.
I know.
Come on. He should be able to spell correctly when he's sober, when he's drunk.
Pointing to the fact that he can't spell correctly when he's sober.
Yeah, exactly.
My God,
or like he has
to
try really hard. Has to do some passes on it.
So funny. Your brain dead husband writing you a letter filled with spelling errors because he just finally remembered he had an affair on you when you were pregnant. He got snapped back into it by seeing one of his old friends who knew about the affair.
And you know that those friends were like, LMFAO, remember?
Yeah, literally. And he was like, fuck. Yeah, I do remember that.
Also, like, I'm sure that what actually happened is that he didn't forget.
No.
Once again, it just doesn't, that's not how like memory works. But it's like, I bet that when they brought it up, it scared him to... scared him to the point of being like, oh, maybe they'll tell other people.
Yes,
like
100%.
It scared him in the way of like, oh, fuck, other people know about that.
Yeah.
Not like, it's not like he was like, oh, I just like completely stored that in the back of my mind forever and forgot that I cheated on
you. Your months long affair that happened a year and a half ago. That's you didn't forget that about works. That. I mean, he is like obviously one of the dumbest men in the world, but even a stupid person has memories.
Yes, yes.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, anyway, she ends up tossing that letter in the fire.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's so mad. Which it is angering. It's or upsetting. It that is so fucking rude for him to write a letter while drunk with all these details that she doesn't want to know or like didn't ask for. You're like, she doesn't need to know any of that.
No.
It's just like completely selfish.
It's
like,
super
of course,
selfish.
Tell her. I don't know why he even like told her in person and then gave her the letter. Like that letter is for you.
That
That's
letter
not for
is
her.
For you. That letter is for you. It's extremely selfish. Yeah. He's being like, oh, phew, I got it all off my chest. Okay, you're hurting your wife so bad.
Oh, my God. Bro.
I cannot believe he did that. I mean, she is really airing her shit out
she
in
is.
This book.
She is.
She's so crazy.
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, she's...
Oh, sorry. Also, she calls herself sexually stimulated.
That's exactly
instead of
what
horny.
I was about to say. Sexually stimulated. Sexually stimulated.
What?
She was feeling extremely sexually stimulated in the weeks leading up to her second trimester, like many pregnant women.
No, that's not the weird part.
But
that's
Brock,
just horny. I've never heard sexually stimulated makes it sound like someone is stimulating you sexually,
yeah,
like touching upon you.
No, being horny during your pregnancy is not weird. The saying sexually stimulated
instead
is weird.
Instead of horny is weird to
but
me.
But then Brock was afraid to have sex with her and it killed her confidence. Of course. Of course.
So mean to be afraid to have sex with your pregnant wife.
Because you're cheating on her. It's not, you're not afraid. You just don't
want to
fuck her because you're fucking
to.
Someone else.
Yes.
Damn. I would leave my fucking husband.
I know. She says that if she'd found out when she wasn't, when she right away, or if he'd done it before they had a kid, she would leave him, which I'm like, I don't know if that's true, but.
Yeah. She says she would. She's not the kind of girl to stay with a cheater. And here we are.
Well, you did it. It's fine.
Here she is.
It's fine.
The kind of girl staying with a cheater.
Yes. We also read the U.S.
The U.S.
The Us Weekly or the Us Magazine interview. You pulled quotes from that, too.
Yeah, I pulled some quotes from that.
I took some screenshots.
It's not super interesting. She talks a lot about Eddie Cipriani still.
Yeah.
Which is like, damn, that's her fucking legacy. Like, that she is a quote unquote home wrecker.
I know. She said that people still comment like home wrecking whore on her shit, which I'm like, damn.
Yeah. And it's
crazy.
People are so crazy. But I don't even think that they know. Like, I don't think that people actually care about the fact that she had an affair with Eddie Cipriani. I think that the turn of phrase home wrecking whore is really catchy.
Yes.
And sort of an iconic line from early DPR. Yes. And yeah, so that's why they're doing it. Yeah. I don't think that anybody has like a true moral qualm with what she has done anymore.
She also goes into more detail on the other thing that we read about her like relationship with him, where she just talks about how she met him because she was working at a cigar club, which is so gross.
I know.
That sucks.
Oh, it's brutal.
As you said, you would reek.
Yeah.
She said that she did smell bad, which sucks so bad. Oh my God. It'd be so hard to get that smell off, I feel like.
Like impossible.
Yeah.
If you're going every night, it's impossible.
I know. Oh my God. But that she met him there and that she immediately liked him because he, unlike all the other patrons, would actually make eye contact with her.
Yeah.
She literally doesn't even say like would talk to me. She says like he would make eye contact with me. Oh my God. The guys who went there also like just like.
I can't imagine
the worst kind of guy.
The worst kind of man. He could.
Playing a poker game at a cigar club.
Doesn't see a woman as a human in any shape or form.
No, not at all. Basically, they like had like not like in a dramatic way, but kind of an on off relationship, or they were just like casually seeing each other.
They were like hooking up for a long time.
For a long time, and then she dated someone else, another guy that was like another actor.
Yeah,
that she went to the Cloverfield premiere with. I tried to look up photos of that, but I couldn't find any. Unfortunately, really pissed me off. It's like okay,
you're lying.
It's all for nothing.
Can't find you.
And then like after she ended up that relationship ended, she started dating Eddie more seriously, and he like met her family and helped her move.
Yeah.
And then finally, what her thing was is she was like, we didn't have social media back then. Why would I have thought he was married? He never wore a ring.
Oh yeah, and she was like, I literally didn't have a computer. I would like go to an internet cafe to like check my email to see if I had auditions.
And
so
that was it.
I wasn't really like on my phone sleuthing.
Yeah. I mean, I
get it.
I get where she's coming from.
Yeah.
It's like, also like you can just kind of like willfully ignore stuff.
Yes.
Easier. And like with, I'm sure.
I mean, I will say this. He was like a famous actor kind of at the peak of his career. So I'm sure that he was like in magazines with his wife.
Yeah.
But she was just looking away. She was just turning the other eye. Turning a blind eye to that.
Cause
and it's fine. It's whatever.
Whatever. She was 21.
Yeah.
Also, that's like, it literally is like, I don't know. You're 21. He's like an adult man.
And she was like, he was stepping out. Like he was taking me to stuff and we'd get photographed together. So I actually thought maybe they were like in an open relationship or something because he really didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And it is like.
No. Yeah. If you're out in public, why would you? Yeah, I would never assume. Like,
and
whatever.
You're not going to push your older famous boyfriend to be like, do you have a wife?
Yes. Well, she eventually asks him because someone at the cigar club, literally can't believe that, told her like, I think he's, she said that they were like, I think he's married. It's like, everyone here knows that he's married.
Everybody knows he's married.
And so she like asks kind of cheekily because she was nervous being like, is there something that you're supposed to have on your ring finger?
Uh-huh.
And he pretended to not know what she meant. Oh, and so she had to ask her point blank, are you married? And he said no.
Yeah.
And she was like, just the most basic form of gaslighting. It's not gaslighting.
It's just lying.
But
it's just lying. Totally just a straight up
just
lie.
Just lying.
Because he said he wasn't married, but he was. So yeah, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
But again, it's like she's 21. He's a famous older actor.
No, when you're 21, it is like what? I don't know.
What are you supposed to do?
And also like, yeah, whatever. When you're 21, it is so like, even if you knew that information, you would still be like, well, I feel special because like he's famous and I want to be with, I don't know.
As if I would break off that relationship.
I don't hold her that against her at all.
Just because he was married and if I was 21,
no way. 21,
my brain
no
is,
way.
I am literally years away from becoming a person.
Yes,
so.
Literally. You are, 2 years ago, you were 19.
YOLO,
think about
live
that.
While you're young.
Literally.
She just is still apologizing to Brandy in the media for this, which like sucks. I would hate to have
I
to
know.
Do that. In the Us Weekly thing, she says, I'm so sorry to Brandy for her having to find out about me the way she did. She didn't deserve that. And lo and behold, look what my husband did to me.
It's fine. You don't deserve what Brock did to you.
She keeps saying it's her karma. I'm like, girl, that is not your karma.
No.
I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Yeah.
He should not have done that to you under any circumstance.
No, no.
One of the questions that Us Weekly asked her was something left out of that season 10 or 11, I don't know, of Vanderpump Rules was your traumatic 2021 delivery, which included preeclampsia treatment with a magnesium drip, which led to Summer being born limp and blue. Okay.
That is so fucking scary.
Rephrase that also.
Dead.
You have to.
Yeah, sorry.
You're going to say it in the most crazy, brash, and traumatic way possible. Your baby was born limp and blue? Why'd you leave that out of TV?
So scary.
Why didn't you show that on TV?
And obviously that's like her worst fear with her OCD. It's like so scary.
I know. And she was like, well, it was really traumatic. I didn't want to put it in.
Yeah, duh. That is horrifying to imagine.
Another question they asked her was, is your relationship fully healed? She says it takes work every single day. I will forever have insecurities. Just the other day, I saw him swipe and delete a text. And I'm like, what was that? And he's like, seriously, Sheena?
Seriously, Sheena? No. No. You don't get to seriously, Sheena. That shit pissed me off. Yeah. I was like, no. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
What was that?
What was that, Brock?
Because I'm like, okay, maybe that was a woman.
Yeah, exactly. Because you had a whole nother phone for your other girlfriend. So what was that? Why are you deleting stuff off this phone?
Seriously, Sheena? Seriously, Brock?
Seriously, Brock.
You cheated on me for months while I was pregnant. So, yeah.
Hey, Brock, step out of those high-heeled boots. Come down here. What was that?
Take off those lifts. Go to your recently deleted and let me see something.
He is such a weird guy. He wears those pointy high heel shoes.
I know.
He wears an odd blouse. He wears a thin jean and he only has four fingers on one hand, maybe three. You know that about him? I'm not making any kind of comment on that. I'm just telling you the fact he has three fingers on one hand. I don't know what happened, but it's true. They ask if they ever talked about opening up their marriage. And she said, in the beginning, did Brock think, oh, well, maybe the three of us? I'm sure. But no, I was never going to open it.
That was when she was dating a woman seriously right before she met Brock. That was talking about the woman that she was dating.
Oh, yeah, because she is also a bi-con.
Yeah.
Akin to Molly Rutter and myself. Mm-hmm. She was dating John Mayer, and sometimes there would be another girl around, but I never had any feelings for another woman like I did with this one. I don't know. She's being sort of confusing there. I don't understand why she had to bring John Mayer into it.
Well, to brag. Well, that was literally to brag. It was actually completely irrelevant. Yeah, she was saying, like, I dated a woman. And then, yeah, sometimes I'd have threesomes with John Mayer with other women. But it was different. It's like, well, yeah, because you were having threesomes with a woman. And then you were in a relationship with one. So that is obviously completely different.
It's a different thing. That's actually a different thing.
But she did have to brag.
It's so funny that she dated John Mayer. It's awesome.
Can you look up if there's any photos of them together?
Yeah, of course. Sheena. Shay, John Mayer. I think he had to one time say in the media, like, stop talking about me. Leave me alone.
Probably.
There is an article about them that's from, like, literally maybe Us Weekly that says, John's new gal. She's 16 years younger than him.
Well, I wish there were photos of them, but I guess he never took her out in public, so.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much you can say that they were dating, per se, as they definitely did sleep together.
And we're having threesomes.
And we're having threesomes on occasion.
On occasion.
Oh, yeah, he said, to the Daily Mail, he said, John Mayer is, quote, annoyed with Sheena Shea's threesome claims and has, quote, never hooked up with her. Quote, he wants nothing to do with her.
Oh, that's so funny.
Leave me alone.
Why would she lie?
She wouldn't. She's not a liar like that.
I know. Anything else about Sheena?
Well, people are just like pissed that she went so hard on, I don't know. People are pissed at her for some reason for the way that she acted in VPR. I don't care.
They were mad at her. I don't really care either. They were mad at her for forgiving Sandoval. And they were mad at her and Lala for trying to push Ariana to film with
him. Oh, yeah.
In the stuff, she's like, basically, I guess, saying, like, maybe I was, like, partially thinking that Ariana should be able to forgive him in season 11.
Yeah.
Because I forgave Brock or whatever.
Yeah.
But it is, like, obviously so different.
It's really different.
And like,
also like that is a personal choice.
It's personal. It doesn't even matter if it's different, but it is everything. But also like she was humiliated on literally a international stage.
Yes, truly.
And they don't have a kid together.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for her to forgive him.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to. So she basically says like, yeah, I feel bad about that. And like essentially says like their relationship is not the same. And that she wishes that she could apologize to her for not being like as understanding of where she was coming from in her position.
She would like to have a private conversation with her because she misses her because they're best friends, but she's super happy for her success.
Yep.
Even though she wanted Dancing with the Stars.
Even though she wanted Dancing with the Stars. It's so hard for me to believe that she's super happy for her success, but
it's impossible for me to believe. I know that she isn't. So no biggie,
I know that
but
she's jealous.
I know that she is super jealous. She's extremely jealous of her. The description of this book, this is like the final thing I have to say about this, and it really kind of ties into what we just said. Quote, Before 11 seasons of record-breaking TV, two Emmy nominations, and a chart-topping podcast, Shenanigans, Sheena thought...
Art-topping podcast.
That is also hard to believe. I'm not sure which chart, but it could be. Could be true in some way.
It could
way.
Be true. Shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Sheena thought signing on to the Real Housewives spinoff show, Vanderpump Rules, was a stepping stone to reaching her ultimate goal of becoming a successful actress in Hollywood.
Oh.
That is the description of the book?
Well, yeah.
Pointing to her failure?
Yeah.
Shining a light on what she couldn't do?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's because she's going to talk about, like, her moving to Hollywood and, like, wanting to be an actor and all that stuff. It's going to be about her grind and her hustle.
I know. And she was an actor. She was in, I believe, the Naked Brothers Band show. And also she had her own episode where she was kind of the star of the Jonas Brothers show.
Yes.
Is that show just called the Jonas Brothers show? No.
What was that show called?
What the fuck was that show called?
Do you want to look it up?
Yeah.
I think maybe it was just called the Jonas Brothers.
TV show. It was just called Jonas.
Oh, yeah.
It was just called Jonas. I really don't like that name. Sorry. It's a first name too, right? Can a man be named Jonas as a first name?
Yeah. I didn't know if you meant it was one of their first names. Well. No, I think it's all last for them.
I think it is all
Noah
last.
Or Jonah. Is Jonas a first name or is it
I
Jonah?
I think Jonas can be a first name as well. I think I might know somebody who I went to school with early on named Jonas.
I believe you.
And yeah, the bonus Jonas. And again, the bonus Jonas. And he's around.
He is around.
And
us.
He's around.
Should we talk quickly about the summer I turned pretty?
Something happened to me. I got sucked in.
And
I
got sucked in.
I got sucked in.
I've literally turned three people onto this show.
It's so good, you guys. I can't believe it. It made me freak out. It made me scream at my computer. I was eating chicken nuggets and a bell pepper and having a Diet Coke alone in the living room.
That sounds like a dream.
It was so good. And I was watching that show. I was talking out loud to my computer. And Leisha was in their bedroom, didn't know. And they came out. They were like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm watching the best show of all time.
Where are you?
I am season 2, episode 2. I've watched episode 1, but I haven't seen episode 2 yet, and I'll tell you what's happening.
Okay.
So, yeah, basically the older one, and I'm sorry, I'm really not good at remembering their names. Connie Baby. He's missing.
He is missing.
Conrad's missing.
He is missing.
And she's teaming up. Belly is teaming up with Jeremiah, and they're going to go find her. And she hasn't talked to either of them in a really long time, and I'm not sure why.
They'll do flashbacks.
I know why she hasn't talked to Jeremiah, but I don't know what's going on with her and Conrad. I just don't understand. Why can't they be together? I love them together. I'm watching clips of them together in the flashbacks, and I'm loving it.
I need to show you a TikTok that I saw.
They make me happy.
I'm getting so much, like, the summer I turned pretty content because my phone knows because I'm, like, fully in the Reddit as well.
Right, of course.
And people are, like, feeling really hateful towards Jeremiah. They do not like him.
Okay, because he's weird.
He is weird.
This is what I'll say about the boys. Jeremiah is weird. He doesn't give any sexual energy to me at all whatsoever.
No, he's not. It's because he's, like, hella Christian.
Yeah, I know. But then the thing about Conrad, I have way more sexual vibes off of him, but I don't really like it when he smiles.
I know.
That to me feels extremely disingenuous. Anytime he's supposed to be acting like sweet or nice, I'm like, I don't buy it.
I don't really like either of them.
I know.
But I do think Conrad is better chemistry wise and I think a better actor than the other one. Oh, wait, I have to show this to you. Sorry. I'm just basically getting hateful TikTok edits about Jeremiah on our shared For You page. And one of them is a photo of him in the show and it says, what episode does he die? People really don't like him.
Dude, I'm over his ass.
Yeah. And people are not vibing with him at all in season 2. Season 3.
In season 3.
But yeah, I'm almost done with all the books, so.
Oh, good.
Because I also started listening to them. I will read them and then when I'm walking around, I'll put it on an audiobook.
It's just like constant The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Literally.
So the end of season 1, spoiler alert, click off if you don't like it.
Well, we already spoiled the whole thing last time.
Yeah, true, but this is going on main feed.
Yeah, true. Sorry, guys. Okay, wait. For the people who don't know, basically I watched all of The Summer I Turned Pretty, the show, and then I committed myself to reading all 3 books before the release of the 3rd season, which I haven't done, but the 3rd season is not, it hasn't come out all at once, it's episodic, so I'm almost done with the 3rd book, so I basically almost hit my goal.
Yeah, you're almost there. In the end of season 1, it is revealed to everyone, writ large, that the mom has cancer.
I know. That literally, as you said, worst day of that guy's life.
Worst day of that guy's fucking life. Because Jeremiah learns that his mom has cancer and also his brother stole his girl.
Yes.
Oh, mommy has cancer. It's so bad. I know. It's so bad. Because it's okay, he finds that out. Everybody leaves the party, whatever. Belly and Conrad go to the beach and they're chatting and yeah, they're in love. They're in love and they share a kiss. And she tells Conrad, but I kissed Jeremiah. And Conrad is like, it doesn't matter.
He does not give a shit. Which was kind of a crazy choice, but.
Yep. And then she's like, okay, if you don't care, Jeremiah probably won't care either.
Yeah.
And then she goes to tell Jeremiah. He puts his hand on her leg. Jeremiah's like, we have to tell everybody about us. And she's like, I'm with you, brother.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no. And he's so mad. He's so mad.
I would be too.
And so then she and Conrad only have an afternoon in bliss before they have to put a pause in their relationship. No, that broke my heart. I wanted them to be together forever.
Yeah.
He goes off to freaking college.
Yeah.
And they start up a telephone romance. Classic.
Classic. A telephone romance is so funny.
And then something happens and I don't know. They can't be together. I'm really upset.
I won't tell you anything.
Don't.
Oh, I wish that you'd seen season two so that I can tell you the differences between the book and the show, but I can do that next time.
Yeah.
In the first season versus the first book, though, like, I don't think she and Jeremiah ever, like, kiss or anything. Like, there's not... Their romance doesn't happen until the second book of the series.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They had to up the ante.
Yeah.
For the TV show.
I think that's right. Yeah. The timeline is like a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. It's just the part that really broke my heart is when the mom is sitting with the two boys and they're like, Mom, you have to do the experimental trial. And I know. Like, I'm not doing it.
But she decides to.
But then she decides
to. But she still dies.
Doesn't work.
So it is like, that wasn't worth the pain and suffering.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, not at all.
Please, Mom, please. Why won't you? And then she dies.
And then she dies nonetheless.
And then she's dead. And she has planned a surprise graduation present for Belly's older brother. Mm-hmm. And yay, it's a laptop.
Yay. I can't go high. It's a laptop from the grave.
It's a laptop from the grave.
From the great beyond. It's a haunted ass laptop.
Leisha was watching with me at that point. I said, if you died and I had a son who was graduating, would you plan it in advance and send him a laptop? And
they
said, no, that's a lame ass present. I would send him something else. And I was like, okay, what would you even send him? And they said, Bluetooth headphones.
That's cooler than a laptop?
To them, I
suppose. That's not cooler than a laptop.
It's on the exact same level, if not a little lower.
It's a little lower. It's not as expensive. And it's still technology. Not even sentimental. So
if I died and my... Here's the thing. I'll promise you this.
Please.
If I die and your child is going to college...
Yes.
I will plan a gift out in advance, but it is going to be something weird, like toys and locks in my hair. It's not going to be anything they can use, and they're going to have to take it to college with them.
It's going to be a stuffed animal made of your hair.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And they can't leave it at home. They can't. That's going to be in
water.
I would
say,
I don't want
that.
Leave this
at home. That's for you. You have to put that on your bed every day.
Wait, and also, Hannah's honor. Also, we're like doing a weird plot line with the mom who's alive, mm-hmm. the mom who lived. Where she's not eating and she's only drinking beer.
Yeah. They make her depressed.
They give her depression.
I still can't believe they made two guys bisexual in the first season.
I know.
Why did they make that random ass 45-year-old man bisexual for no fucking reason?
They made both of them bisexual for no reason.
I know, but especially that guy. I know. Especially that guy. Literally just a line. The mom, like Belly's mom, like sees this, like she's a writer and she sees another writer who's like being interviewed and she's like, he's kind of cute. And then she's like, oh, but there was that article that he wrote, like, in whatever. He's gay. And then her friend was like, no, he's bi.
He's
what
bi.
The fuck? Like, I'm sorry. This is so...
It's about representation.
I don't know a single, like, 45 to 50-year-old man who's just, like, a normal-ass guy who's, like...
I'm bi.
Who's out as bi.
I know, me neither. But I also don't know that many 45 to 50-year-old guys.
Not... Of course there are 45 to 50-year-old men that are out as bisexual, but not guys who are, like, going to, like, Cape Cod for the summer.
I know. Who are, and, like, putting their sexuality on blast like
I think
that.
They, like, there was an incompatibility where they, because then she calls him, like, a Brooklyn hipster later.
Yes.
So it's, like, they were trying to make him one thing, but it just, like, did not come across.
Yeah.
They should have made him, like, younger if that was the case and, like, seemingly cool. He's just, like, someone's dad.
He's supposed to be in Cape Cod for the summer working on his sailing book, but he, like, lives in Brooklyn. He's an author. He's bi. He has facial hair. But it's, like, that didn't really read.
He is bi.
And, like, at the end of season one, when somebody is talking to Jeremiah and they're, like, okay, but, like, what, you're hooking up with Belly? Like, I've seen you've been hooking up with people all summer. And Jeremiah was like, no, I haven't. And then the other guy is like, yeah, right, you made out with that dude at the party. And it's like a little reminder.
I'm so curious, ding, ding, ding. Like, do you think that, like, guys in high school would be, like, actually chill with that?
No chance,
right?
When I was tutoring at a middle school, they, like, were going insane homophobia style.
Not like not all guys, obviously. Like, I think depending where you are and stuff like that, but, like, They are from Boston, Massachusetts, yeah, and are like athletes. And I'm like, those guys aren't bisexual.
Those guys might be bisexual, but they're certainly not talking about it. And they're not making out with dudes at parties.
I know.
And I know it's like super unrealistic.
So funny.
People are brutal to bisexual men.
Yeah.
They are. They're really mean to them.
We need to give rights back to bisexual men.
Not saying that. Didn't say that.
We need to empower bisexual men's voices.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I wish that they could be out in high school, but they just can't be.
No, they can't.
Not in this current junction. It
would be really hard for them.
It would be extremely hard. They can be, but it will be hard. And I'm here to support you. I'm here.
No, I think you can be out, but you would just have to be like friends with like artsy people.
Well, you can't be a jock.
Yeah.
You're not going to be a super popular jock. Because the guys in the locker
room are going to be weird to you.
And guess what? If you are one of the girls who's like into the bi guy, everybody's going to be making fun of you for being into a gay guy.
Yep. 100%. So Belly has to reckon with that.
And guess what? Been there, sister.
Been there, done that.
I saw a guy who I was the first guy I ever had sex with in college. I saw him on Hinge last week. I chatted him his name. I said, blank, dot, dot, dot. I'm looking, because I've been thinking he's been gay for years.
Yep. Because in my mind, that guy's been gay for years.
Yeah. And I think he's bisexual. Because I was looking at his Hinge profile and I was like, well, this is a Hinge profile of a gay guy.
He looked bisexual for sure.
But he's showing up for me. So yeah, it must be something.
And you're showing up for him.
And I'm showing up for him. However, he did not chat me back. He did not do any. He chose not to engage. He disengaged, which is exactly what he did in college. Ugh. But I always pinned that on his sexuality morphing. But can't now. Can't anymore. He's just not interested. Totally fine. Giving up on it.
Respect.
It's been like a decade. I'm giving up on it. Okay.
I'm finally letting that go. It's been 10 years. I'm choosing to move on from that.
I am finally choosing to move on.
So
literally, I'm releasing you.
I'm going to be focusing my energy elsewhere.
You are free. Go.
What Belly says this about Conrad, you're evicting him from your heart.
Oh, I love that show. I love Me that too. Fucking show so much.
I know.
God.
I love it bad. I love a show about teens.
It's so good. I've been switching between that and the Lena Dunham show, which at first I hated and now I love.
I need to keep watching it.
Yeah, I think you should just stick with it. The thing is that I unfortunately see a lot of characteristics in myself of Meg Stalter's character, like that she brings to a relationship. I see myself also bringing those to a relationship, which is like those are kind of the least flattering characteristics that she has. But I think I really connect with her character in that way.
What characteristics are they?
She's sort of needy and sort of I feel like she does a lot of like projecting and she's a little bit selfish. Mm-hmm. And I just like am watching her interact with this man. And it's like leaps and bounds worse than how I act in a relationship. Like she is being actually batshit crazy. Of course. But I am like sometimes I'm like, oh, I can see myself doing that. Yeah.
If I let the like if I took my hands off the wheel.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
But I also like. I like to see her win in her relationship, except at the point I'm at right now, which is the final episode of the season, she and her partner are losing. They are losing a game against themselves, and it is hard to watch. Also, I thought the guy was gay. Yeah,
Hannah told me Will Sharp is gay, which
I told a bunch of people that. I told a ton of people that.
I love when, like, you tell me something or someone tells me something like that I take as fact because like I'm like, oh, you looked that up and it's just your vibe.
Yeah, read on them. I do that all the time.
I know.
I'm telling you stuff all the time that it's just a vibe read on somebody.
So then I was like, oh, so he's gay. So, oh, Kimberly saved it. That was good. You could have fell and you didn't. And so I was like, you know, like Will Sharp boyfriend. And he does seem gay. Like,
yeah, he does seem gay.
Well, I'm just confused on his vibe, to be honest, because like he obviously played such a different character on White Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the show, he's kind of like punk. And then in the promotion for the show, he is also having like.
He is awkward as fuck. Weird in the as promotion. Fuck
and having like painted nails. So I'm like, wait.
Because he has painted nails in the show.
Yeah, so then this I'm is like, punky. Is that for the character or for you?
I think it's for the character. I think it's for the character.
And so that's when I'm like, you are seeming gay. Me Googling his boyfriend, I find out that actually he's been with a woman for a decade and they have two kids together.
Yeah, his beautiful life partner. I think their chemistry really picks up as the season progresses. And I also think their kissing gets better. Which is like, why didn't you just reshoot? But whatever. It's totally fine. And he starts to become less gay seeming to me. So I can believe that they are more in a relationship. She, however, I never kind of lose sight of the fact that she is a lesbian.
Well, she is definitely so gay.
She is super gay. And so I to know, see her like.
It's funny to not make her gay in that show for a role that's like kind of seemingly written for her.
I know. But it's also like Lena Dunham wrote this about herself.
Yeah.
And then cast it. And like loves Meg Stalter.
Yeah.
I saw them doing it in I will say this. I was watching one of Lena Dunham's scenes and I did start crying because I missed her.
She's a really good actor.
She's a fabulous actor.
Yeah.
And she is really smart and funny. Yeah. And I know that she's problematic and I don't give a rat's ass at this point.
I mean, literally whatever. I don't know. It's like, I don't know.
We're all over that part and we can just go on loving her. Okay? Yeah.
And it's like anyone that is that successful as her is for the most part as problematic, if not more problematic.
Yes.
Not to be like if she were a man coded, but...
If she were a man. And that is a line that she wrote into this show. Meg Spelter goes on a speech about if she were a man, I think.
So I need to clock back into the Too Much Factory.
Yeah, you do.
I have a lot of free time now that I'm almost done with the summer I turn pretty book. So.
Woohoo.
Anything else?
No.
The only other thing I saw that was I put on the story is that Khloe Kardashian said she's done photoshopping her Instagram photos, which I don't believe.
Why is she lying to us like that?
I think she's done doing it to the extent that she used to.
Okay, but don't say that you're going cold turkey.
I know.
Because you're not.
You're not.
Well, you're going to be putting up raw images from your camera roll? I don't fucking think so.
No fucking way.
We saw you freak the fuck out when Chris did that to you on accident. Remember?
Yes. Remember that? This. Khloe Kardashian admits she stopped photoshopping her pictures. And I think this is supposed to be a photo that she didn't photoshop. And then it shows this photo, which I will never forget.
Where her chin, I love that photo.
It literally, she actually looks like a fucking bobblehead. Yep. She looks like a Bitmoji.
Yeah, she does. She looks like a cartoon. Ugh. It's humiliating that I thought that was even a version of myself.
It's not humiliating though, because like you also just have so much fucked up plastic surgery that of course you have no idea what you actually look like.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like,
I don't think that you are looking in a mirror and recognizing yourself.
No.
It would be hell on earth to be that woman.
Yes.
God, wouldn't wish it upon anybody. Sorry.
No, I know. She
has
bad.
A million kajillion dollars and it still couldn't
it make never her could happy. Fill the hole in her heart.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I think that's a beautiful note to end on, probably. Time to go.
I have to go to work now.
Yes, that sucks. Sorry.
Yay, it's okay.
To go to the doctor.
Ooh, the doctor.
Peace, love, and blessings
love
to
you guys
everyone.
So
sign
much.
Up for the Patreon if
Seriously.
You like this shite.
Yeah, for real.
We're going to be covering the whole book. Bye-bye.
Bye.